that cold in here. Huh? It's not that bad. Okay, looking forward to Sunday, getting back home. Another division game. This is an important game for us. We need to go out and play well and get our fans going and get some excitement back. Questions?
How much have you had to, in the past few weeks, kind of alter what you can do defensively based off of some of the guys you've had sitting out?
I mean, you know, we come up with game plans and then we throw out, I guess, things that some guys can't do, you know, or try to change it up a little bit, but not that much.
You like that winter's finally here? You guys seem built for this kind of...
Excuse me?
Do you like that winter is finally here? You
guys well, it's not supposed to be that cold on Sunday. I was wishing, you know, I kind of like it when it's snowy and nasty, but... yeah, we'll see.
I mean, you guys like how you're set up for... You got a run here where you're going to probably have to deal with it.
Yeah, we got... should be... Next few weeks, you know, it'll be a little chilly, but, you know, I kind of like that.
When you and a medical staff are trying to evaluate a guy that's borderline, how much do you take in consideration his input, and how do you tell whether he's being truthful or not?
It's the player's input?
Yeah.
Well, we take a little bit into it, but, you know, the most important thing is that we're not going to put a guy that's not capable of playing out on the field. And, you know, I mean, I'm pretty honest with them. I expect them to be pretty honest with me. I don't doubt guys when they say they can't play or they can play, you know.
You talked when you got the job about turning TCF into a home field advantage with a couple games left. How do you feel like you guys have done in that regard?
Well, last two games weren't too good, but, you know. I know it's the only place I know, so I just, you know, I think we feel comfortable there, and I feel comfortable there.
What's the story behind the Hot Wheels? Xavier said that you gave him a Hot Wheel, and it said player of the game. Was that from you or another coach?
It wasn't from me.
Do you know much about it? Or
first I heard of it.
Very great.
Oh, okay.
He does a lot of things in his room that I don't know about.
You didn't have that when you were defensive backs coach or anything?
No, we had belts. No, I'm kidding on that. No, I'm kidding.
Mike, what have you seen from, if you've been able to look at the Bears defense much this week, what have you seen from what they've done? They've seemed to have held opponents to low scoring.
Yeah, they do a great job. You know, they're very stout. You know, they don't give up a lot of big plays. I wouldn't say they're a huge pressure team, but they have, you know, the two corners are both pretty good guys. The young safety, Amos, is a physical downhill guy. Linebackers can all run. You know, they got some thickness up front, which, you know, makes it difficult. Plus, you know, the outside linebackers, I think, 99, you know, he's playing really well right now. So, kid from Texas, what's his name? Houston.
Have you seen them kind of buy more into what Vic Fangio wants them to look like and what he brought over?
Yeah, I don't think they've had a tough transition at all. You know, moving to the 3-4, I don't, you know, obviously they brought some guys in that they can help them there, but you know, Willie Young is playing good on the outside. He's had some good sacks. He's, you know, obviously a good rusher. We've known him for a while. But no, I don't think they've had a tough transition. You know, really, when you transition from a 4-3 to a 3-4, it's really about the front. It's got nothing. There's very little to do with the back end at all. So, I mean, I've had to do it before.
Yeah, I don't think Young or Houston played much in that last game that you guys faced. Is that
didn't play a lot.
Yeah, a new challenge for you guys.
Yeah, both those two guys are pretty good. McPhee, you know, if he plays, he's pretty darn good. He's a load.
So.
Newman earlier this week said he'd keep his options open to maybe.
Who said?
Newman earlier this week said that he'd keep his options open to maybe play safety one day. What is it about his makeup that allows him to be so versatile and do whatever he does well?
He's a professional. He's smart. He cares about his job. He works hard. He's a good athlete. I mean, you know.
Wow, did you notice that early on, or was this something?
Yeah, no, Terrence is a great kid. He is the top of the line, first class kid that you ever want to meet. He's always been very open to coaching. He's always been want to work real hard. I mean, he'll take every rep if you let him, even at his age. I mean, so no, when he was younger, I mean, he was just. I can remember the first time I talked to him was at the combine. You know, I think I asked him, would he tackle anybody? He said, oh, yeah. So, you know.
Still call him kid?
Pardon me?
You still call him kid?
Yeah, well, I call them all kids. To me, they are.
I was going to say, with Anthony Harris, a lot of teammates are talking about how he's always had a good grasp of the playbook and the concepts. Is he kind of ahead of the curve from where an undrafted rookie would be, or rookie in general?
I don't think it has anything to do with drafted or undrafted. It's about being able to pick up concepts and understand checks and formations and things like that. And he's ahead of some guys, and you know, I mean, all guys are different. But he's a smart kid and seems to have a good understanding.
How helpful is Brian Robinson's approach and kind of workmanlike attitude been in kind of helping shape the identity of the defense?
Yeah, he's really actually doing really good. You know, we're asking him to do some different things, and I think that I thought he played well last week. You know, he continues to do a good job. I'm glad we have him.
His ability to jump inside like he does, what about him has made that work as well as it seems to have worked?
Well, sometimes, you know, in the passing downs, sometimes quickness inside helps a little bit because you can make guys move a little bit more on the guards. And, so he's a really good athlete, and he's quick and got good strength, and he's smart, you know, and that helps.
Kind of building off what Jason was talking about earlier in evaluating injuries, do you take into account at all, you know, playoffs and trying to have guys closer to full health at that point? Or?
No, we take into account Sunday against the Bears at TCF. That's all we take care of, take into account.
All right.
All right, thank you.